Yeah, all good things must come to an end. But good things will come back again. Just remember me and keep it sucker free. Girl, I hope to see you again. But until now, bon voyage, my friend. I gotta get this paper, shorty.
I'm leaving
on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Please, girl, just keep it real with me. And when I'm gone, don't give nobody that.
You better not.
Be loyal to me because I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. But when I come back in town, you know we gonna get it down. Cause you know I don't come to play around. I came to put it down. And when I'm gone, don't you put it down. I know everybody got needs, but make sure you keep it clean and not in the streets. You do dirt, don't be posting it online. Cause the last thing I wanna do is just sit back, recline, and see a chick of mine on Instagram with like 6 niggas, 7 niggas, 8 or even 9. Damn, 9 men at one time? Damn, I don't wanna hear it through the grapevine. Since I was gone, you were stepping out of line. But I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. But please, shorty, promise me, when I'm gone, you keep it real with me and keep it real for me. You hold down the fort for me. Don't be natured and be naughty. Just keep it and keep it clean, shorty. Don't put the business in the street. The last thing I wanna do is go to Instagram and see a picture of you with like 6, 7, 8, or 9 men at one time. Damn, 9 men at one time. Damn, girl, that mean they were all cracking your spine. Just keep it clean and keep the business out the streets. Yeah, I take your word for it. If you said while I was gone you wasn't giving nobody that good sex. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I'm not knowing I'll be back again. But till then, shorty, bon voyage and keep it real and hold it down for me. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. I'm leaving. When I come back, I'm gonna come back with the thunder and lightning. Girl, you know how I be doing. I be coming back to you like I just did a stint in prison. That mean I'm rock hard. Word to God, I can rip your spine up. Let's keep it PG. Even though you know you fuck with me at R-rated, yeah. Straight from the street, or maybe X-rated. Damn, girl, I'm so happy that you willing to hold it down. This is season 4, final episode 13, final season finale. Episode. Thanks for rock with me, man.
Thank you.
This season finale, man. Thanks for rock with me. Season 4, episode 13. It's not a bad number. That means you're rebellious and strong and feisty. Look it up.
Again. I don't know when I'll be back again.
It's Friday. What proper day to say farewell? You know what I'm saying? End of the week, end of the season. I ain't forget about my weekend warriors. Let's get it. I don't know if my father had a pact with a demon, but I swear ever since I was a young seaman, I've been fighting demons, I don't know if it's Constantine, I don't know he was Eli, but I know I fear and I think that I'm gonna have to fight for the rest of my life, temptations want my body, society want my mind, homie. But you can't get neither one from me. What I'm talking about. Do you have a clue about Illuminati? Notice I ain't say it correctly, so they won't come from me. So I sound ignorant when I tell you the truth what happened to me. Y'all, man, this is Friday, man. Let this ride be a good ride, man. This is season 4, episode 13, season finale, man. Alright, then. Let's go. Go, go. Best thing you can do is just be yourself and be true. The best thing you can do is be yourself and be true. The best thing you can do is be yourself and be true. The best thing you can do is be yourself and be true. You're not a lame if you stay in your own lane. You're not a lame if you stay in your own lane. Say that again. You're not a lame if you stay in your own lane. Some of us just need the cruise in a slow lane. Alright, your ass stay in the right if you don't want to go left and put the motherfucking metal to the pedal, bitch. And then I mean metal to the pedal, man, pedal to the metal, bitch. Oh, stay in your own lane and do your own thing. And ready. What he talking about? I'm talking about just finding your own passion, find your own thing, and do what you gotta do. Because you copying is not being original. What you gonna do if you copy that individual and they motherfucking fall down? Guess what? You might as well be a fortune teller, because you can tell when you about to fall down. Because you don't have your own style and you're not authentic. You know why? Coach, you changed lanes when you wasn't ready to change that motherfucking shit. So, you're not a lame if you stay in your own lane. Do your thing, do your own pace, stay in your own lane. You're not a lame if you stay in your own lane. You're not a lame if you stay in your own lane, in your own lane. Be authentic. Don't copy no one else shit. Be authentic. Don't copy no one else shit. Be authentic. Don't copy no one else shit. Be authentic. Don't copy no one else. Fuck. Yo, this is some real shit that happened to me, man. And it was real. And I respect them for this. Y'all. Go get checked out. Go get checked out. Go get checked out. Go get checked out. I met this girl named Sherry off Craigslist back in the day. She had a nice fat ass, and it was real. It was real, doggy. But she wouldn't let me get up in that pussy until we both get checked. So we went downtown in Brooklyn to the free clinic to get checked and shit. They gave me a number. I tried to be discreetly, but somebody recognized me. They didn't even say, yo, what up, P? They be like, oh shit, Pedro Lee, what you doing here, homie? I'm just chilling with the shorty. Then Shorty called me up, then told me to pee in the cup. I came back with the cup, the shit was full, homie. But my pee was so dark, it looked like Hennessy. The Spanish dude laughed at me. Actually, he said, your pee looked like Hennessy. Then I got checked out, she got checked out. And then after that, I blew her fucking back out, raw dog. All I had to do was pull out and do raw dog. So go get checked out, yeah. Go get checked out. Especially if you wanna do ass to mouth the ATM, doggy. Ooh. Keep thinking, oh, keep on. She was in her 50s, I was in my 20s. She came over and said, yo, what up, honey? I knew she was old because she used to be calling me Mr. Lee. That's some old trait right there, shorty. And I knew that she was sexy as shit. And I knew she was old and mature and shit. Because when I hit it, she kept on her Asics. That's right, I hit her in her kicks. Legs up, all you saw were the Asics. That's right, I hit her in the kicks. Legs up, all you saw was an Asics. I tore up that 50-year-old vintage vagina. Pussy was sweet and it tastes like Splenda. Sometimes I wonder what happened to Brenda. Damn, I called her name out. Fuck it, it's the last episode, bruh. I hit it with her kicks. Legs up, all you saw was Asics. She put out a cool cigarette and smoked that shit after I hit it. Old bold bitch. She rocked her wig to the side like a motherfucking Kango. It takes one to know one. So when you say he drunk, you're right, son. Liquor is motherfucking nectar to life. Now it's actually water, but shit, even Jesus turned water into wine because he wanted to get right. Jesus didn't turn water to skim milk. No, he didn't. Jesus didn't turn his motherfucking water into motherfucking apple juice. He turned to wine cause he wanna get loose, cause he thought maybe they inebriated themselves the truth. They're like, come on, dude, look at your sandals. What are those? Come on, dog, you really God's son? What are those? He said, come on, dog, you judging fashion? I feel bad because in the future, I think these stupid niggas going to judge motherfuckers off of fashion. And he was right. Jesus Christ. I'd rather have fun with a bum than go through hell with somebody fashionable. I'd rather have fun with a bum than be bored with a fashionista. Peace. Alrighty then. This the season finale then. You know, some, I like variety, you know what I'm saying? So, you should like it too. Nah, not just because I like it, but, you know, change up sometime. Sometimes I like a girl that her coochie shave, and sometimes I like her so hairy like a pussy misbehaved. And sometimes I like a girl with a coochie shaved, and sometimes I like a girl so hairy like a pussy misbehaved. Sometimes I like a girl with her coochie shaved, and sometimes I like it so hairy like a pussy misbehaved. Sometimes I just wanna lick it like a motherfucking peach, yeah. And sometimes when I like a hairy pussy, so when I come, I still see my skeet. I'm talking about like snow on a Chicago street. That's how hairy I want the pussy, homie. Girl, you know me, I'm nasty, or I'm matter-of-factly like variety and pussy. Don't judge me. Sometimes I like a peach, sometimes I like a kiwi, sometimes I like an apricot, sometimes I like a kumquat. Shave it, or you don't have a shave it. Keep it real or keep it not. Sometimes I like it bumpy, but I don't really like it too bumpy, because I judge you by your snappy nappy dug out. Because if your pussy look bugged out, I'm not putting my mouth on it. Whoa. Sometimes I like a shake coochie, and sometimes I like the pussy look like it been behaving. Sometimes time I like a pussy when it's shaving. And sometimes I like it so hairy, it look like it misbehaving. I'm talking about it looking like buckwheat walking down Negro Street. That's how much I wanna see the hairy. I'm talking about I need a fucking motherfucking shank just to shake my way to the clitoris. I ain't know that we're clitoris. I couldn't see the little man behind the boat because we're hidden behind the forest. And sometimes I like the shit like a Caesar. Maybe like Amber Rose. Ha, slut, walk it out if you don't like the words coming out my mouth. I'm telling you what I like. Sometimes I like the coochie shaving. And sometimes I like it so hairy like it misbehaving. Sometimes I like a coochie shaving. And sometimes I like a pussy so hairy like it misbehaving.
A nice Caesar is nice, I guess. Okay. I see you, girl. I like you because I'm gonna fuck you with my t-shirt off. She said I better come hard or go home. Damn, I ain't got enough juice on my phone, so I guess I gotta come hard. You ain't got no iPhone charger? That's cool, I'm down with Samsung. While I'm here, show me some of that good yum yum. She said, are you gonna come hard? I said, hell yeah, I'm going to hit it like, I'm going to hit it hard like A-Rod. Then I took off my shirt, she said, damn, you got a dad bod. Okay, well, you got some infant titties. I ain't judging you, shorty. But if I go by that logic, I can't fuck with you. Even though I'm down with the itty bitty titty committee. And girls love me when they show me them itty bitty titties. Cause they know I respect them itty bitty titties. But I'm just saying, you trying to diss me cause I have a dad body. I don't have a dad body. I don't even have a kid that I know about, shorty. Trust me. Now, infant breasts. Since we both got the words off our chest, let's get it. Let's get it. Then she rubbed on my breast. I was like, what kind of shit is this? Then she had the nerve to suck my tits. And I'm looking at her like, damn, I need to get back in the gym, bro. It's not enough titties between us. And you a motherfucking negative A, and I'm at least a B cup. Now, I'm not a B cup, but I am a lowercase a, okay. Fuck. Can I just grab your Samsung charger and just ram it in this motherfucker? I want to go home now. Fuck it, I'll leave. 2% I'll live. Oh. You know what? Don't talk the talk if you're not willing to do the walk. Huh. Don't even suggest it if you ain't gonna go through with it. Yeah, girl. I had money for both of us. I didn't know this restaurant gonna charge us like this. Shit. You have a dine and dash? You never dine and dash, So I'm gonna pretend to go to the bathroom and show him that motherfucking nice outfit and shit and prop up your tits like you did to me. If it wasn't from the breasts, I wouldn't ask you out for dinner. You wanna be in a jam with me, so it's teamwork. I'm not being rude. Why don't you call up your other dude and ask him, can he Venmo you some cash? Otherwise, we gotta dine and dash. If you listen to me, you know my angle. My podcast is like flipping through channels that touch your mental. I tell you the truth, but shit, you can enjoy it. If you've been through what I've been through, oh boy.
take a drink to this. I don't give a fuck if 7 a.m. take a drink to this. It's 6 p.m. so we'll take a drink to this. I like a brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. I fuck around, have a Puerto Black and or a Blasian. Or a Black Russian. We can name a Nicole. Matter of fact, I had a crush on this girl named Nicole. She had a nice body and she ran track and shit, and I wanted to give her this dick. But we worked together, so that's sexual harassment, and I ain't tripping off that shit. If there's some real shit coming from my lips, do I give a fuck about it? The beautiful thing about on your own shit, you can say your shit, you ain't got a sense of your shit. So don't bleep out my nuts. Don't bleep out my nuts. When I whip these balls out, don't bleep out the nuts. Yeah. You a motherfucker. You try to sister these motherfucking honey nut clusters? Don't bleep out the nuts. Don't bleep out the nuts. Don't bleep out the nuts. Yeah. Fuck you and your lord. You might see me going through Broadway with my balls on a hoverboard. Let's get it. Don't bleep out the nuts. Don't bleep out the nuts. Don't bleep out the nuts. Hey, girl. What's that pixelated image on my butt? It's not Japan porn. This are my nuts. Don't bleep out the nuts. You know what the thing is? Japanese porn is the highest porn, and then it's pixelated. So you're looking like a mosaic pussy. So it's still kind of art. But you know, if you shake your head the right amount of time, you jerk your dick, you can see through the pixelation and see that pussy, homie. Don't bleep out the nuts. Don't bleep out the nuts. Yeah. This Brandy's Bakery vibe out beat. That's a little inside. I hope this beat make you feel good inside. Come on, man. I'm a point like an epidermic needle. That means I stick you. Don't pass it. Just take what I'm giving to you. I'm injecting you with this entertainment. I'm telling you the truth like I'm the plaintiff at an arraignment. Let's get for real and let's be for real. Court's lies. Now that's the real. I don't trust a man in a motherfucking long black nightgown. Come on now. And he had the nerve to predict my fate by banging a gavel. You can't beat the nuts, so shut the fuck up. That's all I gotta say, Your Honor. I'm hot as the devil drinking cappuccino in a sauna while he petting the pet piranha that ate motherfucking Jane Fonda. Yeah. That's a quadruple entendre. I'm so happy Gully Boy back making videos, man. You know, I thought many ways I had to say goodbye this season and farewell and shit. I was gonna do 3 hours straight, but come on, man, I got shit to do. And why break the cycle? I have been giving it to you. That's the problem, man. We don't know when to change up and then when to let go. But when people want you to shut the fuck up, I guess that's a good time to change up. And when people want you to keep it going, Just buckle up, baby, and keep it flowing. But when people want you to shut up, that's when it's time to hang it up or change it up or give it up or do whatever. You need a new format that's more clever. Back in the day, I used to eat Lunchables. Back in the day, girl wore their real hair in a pool. She used to eat Crunch and Munch while we went and played Honey Go Hunch. I'm selling bras on Instagram. I'm selling bras on Instagram. So shorty, you should see me, but I don't know your size. So just make sure I have your size. Just DM me them titties. DM me them titties. I'm selling bras on Instagram. I'm selling bras on Instagram. So shorty should see me. And just so I know I have your size, that DM your titties. DM me them titties. I'm selling bras on Instagram. So you should come see me. And just to make sure I have your size, shorty, DM me them titties. I'm selling Instagram bras. And they don't have flaws. I remember I was 4 years old, used to get motherfucking hard on Barbie tatas. And then when I grew up, I started looking at other girls with bras. Shit, you dealing with a professional. You be like, damn, I ain't know he can make a nipple edible. Well, let me lick him, boo. I'm selling bras on Instagram. And I don't give a damn. I'm selling bras on Instagram. I'm selling bras on Instagram, so you should see me. And just to make sure I have your size, DM me them titties. I'm selling bras on Instagram, so you should see me. And just to make sure I know I have your size, DM me them titties. How you want it? Snaps front to back, laced up. Are you an A or a double D cup? Are you an appetizer or a full meal? Titties like an entree. Damn, girl, I want to eat it like a souffle. Like in a buffet when they bring the crab legs out. Want the titty in my mouth. I sell it. Browse on Instagram. When you need me, just call me and I be coming running. When you need me, just call me and I be coming running. Or you can text me if you want something, and if I can give it to you, I give it to you. I'm a fucking friend, and that's true blue. I don't act iffy, I don't act sideways, I can only go one way. So if you need me today, I be swear I couldn't come yesterday. Cause I'll never leave you high and dry. And my homie, if they kill you, well shit, I guess it's my turn to die. Because all you had to do is call me and I'll come running. All you had to do is text me if you need something, I'm your friend. I'm your friend to the end, man. For real. Shit. It's Friday, man. Perfect time to say farewell. Season 13, season finale. All right, then. We all have heroes. At least you should have a hero. But what happens when your hero light falls and you look at them fall? My man K was a hero to me back in the day. Yeah, when I first went to New York, I used to follow him. Damn, I know he got tired of me following him. They be like, where your little brother? You like, what little brother? I sneak up behind him and talk about, I'm him. That's my hero. He used to let me borrow his clothes, even though he used to wear a size 40. Not a 40, but we used to wear our shit baggy. Fucking feel me? And then we fell out for about 3 years. When he got stabbed up, I ain't gonna lie, I cried real tears. But then one day he came, showed me his little daughter, and then we went back like we never fell out. And then everything was cool, no doubt, but nothing never be the same. And I'm not talking about when we fell out, I'm talking about when he was on the downward spiral. I think somebody slipped in the Mickey. If I find out who slipped in the Mickey, I'm gonna kill him quickly. I don't give a fuck you in front of your kids, homie. I shoot you right in front of the stroller, have you slumped down on your baby seat, doggy. Don't ever fuck with my homie. That's my hero. That's my hero. Still got love for you, Draft. If it wasn't for K, I wouldn't have met Draft. So, it is what it is. You know, if it wasn't for K, I wouldn't have met Draft. And if it wasn't for good pussy, I would only chase ass. I know some girl with some bone pussy and got a flat ass. That ass is a mirage. That ass is a mirage. It's not a stab at Nicki Minaj. I mean Minaj. Fuck it. I know some girls with some flyer coochie, some fire coochie. And they ain't got no booty. They ain't got a sign of booty. It look like a motherfucking long kneecap where they got it back. But when you open up that pussy, you be like, damn. Huh. Matter of fact, it makes sense if you got a small booty, because it's easier and quicker to get to the pussy. So if it wasn't for good pussy, I'd be chasing ass. And if it wasn't for my homie K, I would have never met Draft. Hold on, let me clean up, because people getting caught up like Bobby Valentino and such. Let me tell you, I love pussy, my crew love pussy. And shorty, you don't believe me? Come holler at me, and I'll break you off like I never had it before. And I'll break it off, I leave your motherfucking ass in the air, your pussy slam to the floor. Word of motherfucking pussy galore. Peace out to my homie Peep. Shout out to my homie Peephole Galore. When I was young, I used to talk to myself. Shit, I'm older now, I converse with myself, huh? And then I just deal with myself, and huh? If I ain't got no girl, I just jerk myself, huh? And if I ain't got nobody around me, I just smoke by myself, huh? And if I ain't with anybody, I just drink by myself, huh? I think I could actually live by myself, but I still need someone else. Fuck it. I'm a fucking social introvert, and I like a girl in a skirt. I don't give a motherfucker if you're 80 pounds. If you're 300 pounds, we can still get down. Marathon fucking, not a race. That's why I don't mind having sex with any race. Because you want some caramel kids, and my mother wants some good hair grandkids. So I might not pull out next time when I go in your vagina line, if that's fine with you. I don't believe in plan B, because I'm from the A-team. Now suck it to me. I pity the fool that give me that pussy. Know what I mean? I pity that fool that give me that pussy. I like a girl with a landing strip on the pussy, so her pussy look like Mr. T when she give it to me. That's Mohawk coochie. I pity the fool that give me that pussy. I like a girl with a landing strip, so when the light Mr. T, we should give it to me. Barack is that coochie. I love it when a plan goes through. What channel are we on now? It's Friday, man. The weather been kind of, depending on where you at. But I want y'all to step out. What make you comfortable? Fuck them if it's not fashionable. What make you comfortable? Rock that shit. I don't give a fuck. Rock some Payless shit. And not what you put on. It's who you with when you take it off. So go out, have a ball. Fuck it. Live, baby, live, baby, for that people not here. Live, baby, for that people locked up. Live, baby, people not here. Live, baby, for that people locked up. We gotta live it up for them, because if they was out there, live it up for them. You complaining that you ain't gotta shape up. So what? Go to club with your hairline fucked up. At least you got a hairline and not motherfucking spick and span and some motherfucking Sharpie shit. Just do it to death. And girl, fuck it, keep the hair on your chest. We know you got hair on your titties. That's just me, you drink a lot of Hennessy. So rock with me. I just live it up, 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 live it up. Give a fuck, you ain't got edges. Let's rock this shit. Let's do it to the edge. And if you're living, then all your friends are dead. That's how we doing it. We living up for the people not here. We living it, we living it, we living it up. And I don't give a fuck, live it up. Flip it, do it, flip it, smoke it, drink it, puff it. Shorty, if you freak, just do it. And when I'm about to come, pull it out and jerk the rest of it out. Live it up, live it up, live it up. Live it up, live it up, live it up. Live it up, live it up, live it up. Ooh, ooh. Live it up, live it up. I'm going out on purpose, bummy as fuck, because I got enough fucking arrogance and cockiness like I'm fly as a son of a bitch. Plus my motherfucking birthday suit is a nice fit. Oh. And not what you go out with, and who you with when you take it all. Yeah. We all have doubts in ourselves, man. You know? We all make mistakes. We just make sure the mistakes don't make us. I might not live to see another year. If things don't go right, I might be out of here. Oh, I might not make it another year. If things don't go right, I'm out of here. I might take the coward route. because I've been living like a motherfucking lion in this jungle, but the jungle don't respect you. They wanna fucking demand you, and after that they wanna poach you and take your things and make a rug out of you. I was a lion, now I'm a carpet. They killed me just to walk over me. So I might not make another year. If things don't go right, I'm out of here. I might not make another year. If things don't go right, I'm out of here. That's not a proper message. And I don't condone suicide or anything
like that.
It is very contradicting when I tell you you gotta live. But I'm just saying, set your goals. Come on, set your goals. 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 I had an uncle that just graduated high school at the age of 52. Now, is he dumb or he got more heart and smarter than me and you? I got an uncle that graduated high school at the age of 52, and I'm telling you that he's fucking smart and beautiful, because at least before he finished high school, he got 3 cars and 2 cribs. His sons graduated college before he did. So, I got an uncle that just finished high school at age 52. Is he dumb or he's braver and smarter than me and you? He about to sacrifice. He's about to sacrifice. He's about to sacrifice. He about to sacrifice. Lord, he about to sacrifice. I'm bitching, complaining that I don't want to go on living. He went on living for his children. Now he did it. Now he did it. I swear to God, you gotta hold him up to gunpoint to take off that motherfucker cap and gown. He's so proud now. Oh, he's so proud now. I got an uncle finished high school at age 52. Yeah, for real, man. I'm more of a cuddler than anything, man. I love cuddling, just kicking back, man. Just laying next to someone that I want to lay next to, just smoking, watching TV and shit, you know? Or we, you know, just giggling and joking and shit. So, girl, I may not want to fuck you. That doesn't mean I'm not into you. That just means I'm comfortable just to chill with you and smoke an L or two. So let's puff and lay back, puff and lay back. When I get bored, I might play with your snatch. So puff and lay back, puff and lay back. And if you get bored, you just give my balls a smack. But don't smack them hard. Don't even smack them gently. Don't smack them all. They my fucking balls, You can't blur my balls. So, I got a question. Was you sent from heaven? And if you was, don't really allude to it. Tell me the truth, cause I never seen an angel in my life. And I want you in my life. I don't wanna fuck you, right? Just smoke, alright? So lay back and just puff back in. If I get bored, I play with your snatch. Smoking butt naked, chilling with someone you wanna chill with is the best motherfucking, who said heaven ain't a place on earth? You know what I'm saying? Chiba Chiba, y'all, get a Libra, y'all. Chiba Chiba, y'all, get a Libra, y'all. Oh. I can't believe, man, that I'm able to do this, man. And I don't even trip how many people listen and don't listen to it. As long as you get the message, it ain't about who the message is. As long as you get the message, right? And have fun, vibe with it. And no sense of going on with stress. All to do it break you down, it's not good for your engine. So long as you just get rid of that bullshit, you can function and just change your transmission. So you can just ride out on the bitches that I mentioned. I don't like how they did my homie Brandon at this one show. I'm just gonna leave it as that. Cause I'm not rude like that, but that's some fucked up shit. He was there in the beginning, you ain't put him up in shit. Then I had the nerve to hear you say everybody don't go up in shit. But damn, they half the club went up in shit. And I ain't gonna lie, I couldn't hear shit. So I ain't know if they did good and shit. But I ain't like how you did Brandon and shit. And that's despicable, this inside dude. But I don't give a fuck up if it's inside, I'm just telling the truth, fuck it. You don't give a fuck, you ain't worth my breath. This is season 4, episode 13, man. Shit, episode 13. Season finale. Alright then. I'll catch y'all on the flip side, man. I'm gonna be gone, man. Remember I told you I never leave you lonely? Now you gotta hold my word to it. Let it breathe. Must come to an end, but good things always come back again. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Please, girl, just remember me and keep it sucker. Until now, bon voyage, my friend. I gotta get this paper, shorty.
Gotta get it.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Please, girl, just keep it real with me. And when I'm gone, don't give nobody that.
You better not.
Be loyal to me because I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. But when I come back in town, you know we gonna get it down. Cause you know I don't come to play around. I came to put it down. And when I'm gone, don't you put it down. I know everybody got needs, but make sure you keep it clean and not in the streets. You do dirt, don't be posting it online. Cause the last thing I wanna do is just sit back, recline, and see a chick of mine on Instagram with like 6 niggas, 7 niggas, 8 or even 9. Damn, 9 men at one time? Damn, I don't wanna hear it through the grapevine. Since I was gone, you were stepping out of line. But I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. But please, shorty, promise me, when I'm gone, you keep it real with me and keep it real for me. You hold down the fort for me. Don't be natured and be naughty. Just keep it and keep it clean, shorty. Don't put the business in the street. The last thing I wanna do is go to Instagram and see a picture of you with like 6, 7, 8, or 9 men at one time. Damn, 9 men at one time. Damn, girl, that mean they were all cracking your spine. Just keep it clean and keep the business out the streets. Yeah, I take your word for it. If you said while I was gone you wasn't giving nobody that good sex. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I'm not knowing I'll be back again. But till then, shorty, bon voyage and keep it real and hold it down for me. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. I'm leaving, I'm leaving, I'm leaving, I'm leaving, I'm leaving, I'm leaving. When I come back, I'm gonna come back with the thunder and lightning. Girl, you know how I be doing. I be coming back to you like I just did a stint in prison. That mean I'm rock hard. Word to God, I can rip your spine off. Let's keep it PG, even though you know you fuck with me at R-rated, yeah. Straight from the street, or maybe X-rated. Damn girl, I'm so happy that you're willing to hold it down. This is season 4, final episode 13, final season finale. Episode. Thanks for rock with me, man.
Thank you.
Season 4, episode 13. It's not a bad number, that means you're rebellious. And strong and feisty. Look it up.
Again. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Cheap.